Blog Talk Radio.
Peace. Abargani, Islam, Salam, Hetepu, all that. Gino Lako Ninani, Chief Noble Bandele, Elamine, once again for another blog. And today is going to be a special show because we're dealing with death, which is also a rite of passage, you know, but we're dealing with how to invest in our passing, our death. You know, when we pass, when we go, a lot of times we are not prepared. So one of the things in the rites of passage is to secure the death. And we'll be talking about life insurance. And I have a special guest on today. Sister Stephanie Coney will be on to deal with life insurance. So before I get into all that, I want you to check out New Kemet TV. Subscribe to New Kemet TV on YouTube. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, Morris Chief Noble. And we also have our website up, which is the community of newkemet.com. Okay. Also, if you would like to donate, hit me on the Cash App at Bandele, Bandele 227. And don't check me out. So before I get on, I'm waiting on a sister to pick up. But basically, what we're going to be dealing with is, you know, life insurance and, like, how it will benefit not just, you know, securing the death of somebody, but it can also help sustain or progress the community, okay? So those are some of the things that we're dealing with. And, you know, as melanated people, sometimes we do not have ourselves covered in that way. So, you know, I think that it was important to have sisters, you know, come on the show today. You know, it is important for the community, you know, to really look at securing the elders, because our elders, you know, are that age where they are looking toward their last rites, and it is up to us to make sure that when they transgress or go west, as they say, go westening, that they are in a position where it does not cause damage to the community. You know, I often think about with the brother that passed. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of our elders that passed, like John Henry Clark and all them. And when they passed, you know, all the work they did, but what was left, what was there as far as, like, when they passed, did they have the money? Did they have the resources to make sure that they had a proper burial? And beyond just that, you know, did it take away from the community in order to sustain it, that burial, you know? So, you know, these are the things that I think about, you know, when we're dealing with the policies, you know. But I am going to let the sister come on. I see she's popped up. So let me click her on.
Hi, good
peace
afternoon.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Yes. Much peace and love.
What's going on? Blessings and love. Definitely, definitely.
Oh, man. Just another beautiful blessing.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, I let the people know I had coming on, but I would like you to, you know, tell a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Stephanie Coney. I am a proud native from Detroit, Michigan, and I work for the London Consulting Firm. I'm actually the principal and owner of the London Consulting Firm. And what we are is an independent agency. I am African-American. I'm a woman. We're small business owned, certified. And we offer insurance products basically for any of your individual or group or commercial needs.
Okay, definitely, definitely. So, man, that's really wonderful, you know, to have a sister of melanation that's able to, you know, got here and make these moves. So tell me a little bit, a little experience. Like, you've been, because I know you've been doing this for a while, you know, with the insurance, your experience, you know.
I have 19 years experience, and I actually can say that I have a passion for what I do. And I know that sounds like weird, like, how can somebody be passionate about selling boring insurance? Because I look at the problem, the insurance is just a piece of paper. And the issue is, you know, building relationships with people and being able to help them solve issues that they didn't know they have, or filling gaps that they didn't know existed. From, you know, do you have enough coverage on your homeowner? Do you have enough liability? Do you have life insurance? Okay, you do. Do you have enough? Is it going to accomplish what you want it to accomplish? You know, are you leaving a legacy? Are you just, you know, making sure that someone can bury you? You know, so just helping people identify, you know, what their insurance needs are, because let's be honest, insurance is just not a subject or a topic that people just randomly talk about. Hey, so, you know, how's the weather? Oh, yeah, by the way, what kind of insurance do you have? You know, you got enough life insurance? You know, it's just a conversation, particularly when it involves life insurance. It's a conversation that many of us in our community just don't have enough of.
Definitely. I mean, you're right. You know, I was talking about that a little bit ago before, just how sometimes we have this disconnect from life insurance. It's something that we don't want to think about. People don't want to think about death or think about the passing. So, you know, they kind of just, like, ignore it. But I wanted to ask you, like, about life insurance exactly. Like, so is there different types of first of all, before I get into that, let me ask you about life insurance. Tell us a little bit about, like, life insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know
many
main
different
purpose,
types
but...
of products.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
There are many different types of life insurance products out there. But quickly, I'll break it down into three categories for you. So you have your term life insurance, which is usually for a specified amount of time. The lowest amount is generally like 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. So what does that mean? That means that you select the coverage amount that you want and you agree to pay that price for that specified amount of time. And in return, the insurance company is going to say, we'll collect this amount from you. And should you pass before this time period, whether it's, depending on which product you select, 10, 20, or 30, if you pass before this time frame is up, we will pay your beneficiary this amount. Now, you have whole life. Whole life insurance is permanent insurance, meaning it will last until age 100, actually age 121, okay? And it does not have a specified amount of time. However, with the major difference between whole life and term, the product I just explained, is that the whole life policy builds cash value, whereas the term policy does not. You just pay a fee, and if this happens before this time frame, you know, the insurance company will pay your beneficiary. However, if nothing happens and you're still alive, well, you get nothing back, and, you know, hey, come see us and sign up again. You know, where whole life, it's in place for forever. You know, to me, age 121 is forever. And then it also builds cash value, which is, again, something that the term policy doesn't. The third category would be annuities, okay? Annuities are life insurance products. A lot of people don't know that. And an annuity is very similar to a CD, which is something that, you know, you can purchase from your bank, a CD. But what differentiates the CD and the annuity is the fact that the annuity has a beneficiary attached to it, and your monies will go to that beneficiary. Also, you don't receive a 1099 at the end of the year like you would with a CD. And then that cash value just continues to grow. But what makes it similar to the CD is that it's for a specified amount of time. You know, CDs at the bank typically start at 5 years, whereas annuities typically start at 7. So you're building that money, and it's going right into the cash value of that, making it a life insurance product. So a lot of people don't know that. So that's pretty much the gist. And then you have some other newer products that have come out, such as universal life. And what that does is it kind of mimics a term, but it has whole life benefits. So you can build cash value on that policy as well. They even have one universal policy becoming very popular right now. It's called an index universal life, also known as an IUL. And what that does is it builds cash value. However, it invests your monthly premium into the S&P 500. So you're kind of playing with the stock market a little bit, building cash value into your life policy, and then you also have a death benefit that will pay out, you know, in the event that you pass or when you pass, because we're all going to pass, transition.
Man, okay, that was kind of heavy in a sense, man. I mean, like, I didn't know a little bit about that. So I'm going to have to get, I got some questions to go into that, you know, in a minute. But what I wanted to ask you, too, is, like, well, so with all that being said, what do you think, like, the main thing they can do for the community? Like, what is life insurance benefit to the melanated community outside of just, oh, you know, we can make sure that he's buried?
Oh, that's a good question. That might take up the rest of the show. But I'll start with the most basic someone away, and it can provide for your children. So when I have these conversations with people, again, which is why I'm passionate about what I do, I am asking them, you know, if something were to happen to you right now, especially if you're the breadwinner in your family, you know, what would happen to your children? What would happen to your house? What do you want to happen? Okay? How do you want this to play out? Do you need to have enough money in your life policy? You know, you have young children that you may want them to attend college whether you're dead or alive, okay? Is that important to you? Or is making sure that your spouse, if you're the breadwinner, is taken care of, you know, say you guys don't have children or the children are grown, you know, is it important for you to be able to have your spouse to pay this house off, to pay these debts off, to pay off the new cars that you guys acquired together based on each other's income? You know, we got to think about that. A lot of us, you know, we go into making a purchase such as a home, we're basing it off two people's income. So what happens when this person transitions and now you have a bill that was based on you and somebody else's income? So, you know, having these discussions and identifying what's important, because what's important to me may not be important to, you know, an older couple whose children are about to graduate from college. Here I am, a single parent. If I, you know, transition tomorrow, I know that I want to make sure that who's ever taking care of my child is taken care of to take care of her, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? I need to make sure that you can, that she can maintain the lifestyle that she has been accustomed to, even though I am not no longer here to, you know, to do it myself. that may be different from a couple, like I said, who has children who are grown or about to be grown. They may not have the same kind of concerns as me. So sitting down and identifying that, because each person's situation is going to be different. Now, you may have the person such as myself, someone like myself that's a small business owner. They don't have a 401k or an employer-sponsored retirement-type situation. So they need to make their own portfolio and diversify. So an IUL product may be great for them because it's saying, okay, my family will be taken care of with this $250,000 death benefit, and if something were to happen to me. However, if I am alive and I'm retiring, well, you know what? I need this money that's building up in this cash value for myself because I don't have a 401k. I am a business owner, so I need to, you know, make sure my own retirement. And then let's be honest, too, you know, life insurance is that one product that Sam has not figured out how to tax, okay? So it can serve a lot of different purposes for a lot of different types of people. Now, you might have that one person that's on a budget. All I got, man, is, you know, $35 a month, you know, and I just want to make sure that, you know, they can put me in a box and make sure, you know, my kids have a little something. Okay, we got a product for you. Okay, we can do something with that $35 a month that can, you know, make sure that your family, you know, has something to work with.
Okay. I want to back up. I didn't want to get too far. Now, you said that this is one thing that Uncle Sam doesn't tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you can actually cash out, even though, like, you're not dead, there's a way that you can cash out. And you kind of use it as, okay, so that's very interesting. I just wanted to, you know, highlight that real quick. But
okay, well, the way you cash out on that is taking loans. Okay, you do it in the form of taking a loan. You can always surrender the policy. I don't recommend doing that because you'll lose money on it. But if you decide to say take it in the form of a loan, well, you're paying yourself back, you know. So let's say I'm just making up some fictitious numbers here. You had this $500,000 policy and, you know, you've been overfunding it. Now, there's a certain amount based on the face amount of the policy that you cannot exceed putting into that policy. If you exceed that, it becomes what's known as a MEC, a modified endowment contract, which can get you into tax trouble. Uncle Sam can tax you up to a certain amount. So when I say that it is a way around that, it is. When you transition and your kids get the life insurance check, there's no taxes on that. There's no taxes on that. So you can leave a legacy behind and make sure that your family is okay. And you actually use the life insurance proceeds to take care of probate taxes. How about that? Or estate taxes.
Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. That's so. That kind of goes into my next thing, like as a broader sense, when we talk about legacies and we look at communities. So, you know, with the melanated community, and this is something I've talked with you about, where, you know, our leaders, they like John Henry Clark or Dr. Ben, you know, these are African scholars, African American, you know, that had their leadership in the community. But when they passed, the community had to come together and people had to pay for their funerals.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're talking about building like a legacy and building some kind of even economic security, even for the community, it seems like this also could be beneficial.
Oh yeah, we're missing the boat so hard. And before I even comment on that, let me start with this statement right here, coined by me, Stephanie Coney. For our melanated community, let's stop the GoFundMe epidemic. Let's stop relying on other people to help us do something as simple as bury someone. Now, we say we want to be strong and we want to be independent. Well, let's follow all the way through with that. Let's stop having to reach out to people to help us do something that we should be able to do on our own for $35 or $40 a month. Okay? Other cultures, it is so not uncommon for them to leave an endowment or have their life insurance and have their favorite charity or church as their beneficiary, you know? And then you see them, they have little blocks or benches or things like that. We, melanated people, we love our churches, okay? You can see that on any given Sunday in any urban city. Churches are packed. Why aren't we, and then we go to the church for help. So why aren't we doing something as simple as, hey, you know what, let me lead a third, not all of it, let me lead a third or a quarter of my life insurance policy to my church so they can continue to better my community. You know, some churches that are heavily invested in the community, you know, where people go to worship. Why not do things like that so that maybe the church can, you know, have these monies and take it to build playgrounds for the kids or set up scholastic activities for the kids or the community, feed the homeless or help shelter the homeless, help clothe the clotheless. I mean, it's a lot of things we could do instead of just passing the plate around on Sunday morning. We could be doing things like that. Let me leave a portion of that to my favorite charity or my favorite nonprofit organization, my favorite community organization. They've done so much, you know, let me leave something for them. And that's how you leave legacy. You know, you can say, hey, I believed in this organization so much. This organization is so the truth that I want to leave something behind so they can continue to do the good work that they're doing. And you can do that with life.
That's very, very true. That's very, very true. I mean, I agree with you 100%. I mean, that is a very viable alternative. So, what other ways do you see using life insurance as well as just, like you said, like for, you know, burying the dead, to make sure that the family's secure and the legacy. So what, like, other ways, is there other ways, like, insurance can be used, you know, we get deeper into, like, just how it can be used as an investment or what?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times, I've come across this before. It was a business owner for a restaurant, and the bank made the person for collateral take out a life insurance policy. So if we're willing to do that to get a loan for the bank, how about if you do that for yourself? Now, there's another policy. It's not the joint survivor, but there's a business owner's policy you can get for, say, two partners, where if something happens to the partner, you can use that life insurance to buy that partner out, meaning you don't have to worry about their next of kin or their spouse coming in and now this is your new partner in the partnership. You know what I mean? You can use that life insurance to buy. It's called a buy-sell agreement, to be exact, a buy-sell agreement. So you can use that in business as well. Then that's nothing but a life insurance policy that you basically two partners are taking out on one another to secure the future of the business.
Okay. I like that. That's very interesting. I didn't even think about that. Definitely. So that's pretty good. That covers a lot about that side of it. So let me ask about you now. What exactly is the London consulting firm do?
The London consulting firm, we build relationships, and we find solutions for people, you know. We sell all kinds of products. We sell disability insurance, and we're contracted with so many carriers that, you know, I'm confident that we have a product for you. Everyone can't be a customer. I'll be honest. Everyone just can't be a customer. Everyone may not fit into what we have. While we may have, you know, solutions for most everybody, we don't have it for everybody. I don't think anybody could be someone's, you know, first time one-stop shop. You know what I mean? You just always can't win that way. But we do have a lot of products, from workers' comp to BOPs, which are business owners' policies, liability policies, E&O insurance, professional liability umbrellas, auto insurance, motorcycle, motorhomes, RVs, motorcycles, and, of course, the life insurance and disability. A lot of people are missing the boat on disability. I do first-time home buyer seminars, and I talk about, I break down what a homeowner's policy is, the six components of a homeowner's policy. No matter who is insured, with Allstate, State Farm, whomever, there are six basic components to a homeowner. So I will break that down and go through each one. But towards the end of the presentation, I always throw in there about the life insurance, and I throw in there about disability insurance, because the statistics are so high for people who lose their homes due to a disabling condition. You know, it can change a life. Nobody wakes up and say, you know what, I'm going to go out here and have an accident. They just get hit and beat up and be off and work. You know, these are people who encounter freak accidents all the time. You know, you can look at the news and just see a freak accident happening daily. You don't know when it's your turn to endure one of those accidents. So you want to make sure that you cover all your bases so that you have an income coming in, especially to all of my self-employed and my entrepreneurs, you know, my hairstylists, barbers. If something happens to your wrist, you can't cut hair, you can't fly, or you can't sew, you can't put the sewing in. And these people make good money. You know, you charging, you know, $150, $200 a head, and you can't work because you got tendonitis in your wrist, I'm sure you're going to miss that. You know, you're going to miss those heads that you're doing for $200. You know what I mean? So you want to have an income coming in, and disability insurance will allow that to happen. You know, we offer products through Aflac. A lot of people are very familiar. People love Aflac. We offer that. We have a ton of disability products just to make sure that, you know, my small business people are covered. And that's the people that go to work, too. A lot of times people don't get paid from their job because, you know, maybe it was an injury that didn't happen at work. Say you were at the family annual barbecue and you tripped playing horseshoes. You know, now you can't go to work. You need an income coming in because, let's be real, a lot of us are living paycheck to paycheck, you know.
So, you're right.
You know, the sum of what we do is you know, we have a lot of products available, and now we just added home warranty protection, where you can protect the items in your home, even if it is a brand new home. Sometimes, you know, appliances go through, they have issues, warranties wear off with that home warranty that even covers wear and tear. And shortly here we will be launching pet insurance. People love their pets. Pets are like people's children, so we have a product for your pets, too. So, you know, stay tuned. The London Consulting Firm is just growing. You know, we're in Michigan. We're in Ohio. We are in Georgia. And shortly, we will officially be in Texas. So we're making our footprint around. We're a small business, but we're growing.
Oh, man. That sounds wonderful. I mean, the growth, I mean, just, you know, just the other day, you was like talking about you was in Dayton. I mean, not in Dayton, but in Ohio and Michigan. Now you expanding to out west, southwest. So that's wonderful. So you, is the goal for you to basically be in all 50 states or beyond? Or, I mean, or...
That's a good question.
You looking big?
You know what? I haven't thought of that, but since you brought that question to my attention, I'll answer it by saying, why not? And who knows?
I like that. I like that. Definitely. So, I think just wrapping it up, but I wanted to ask you just to give you information, let everybody know where they can reach you.
You can reach me toll-free at 1-800-651-9142. You can also visit our website, which is www.londonconsultingfirm.com. Or feel free to shoot me an email, Stephanie Coney and londonconsultingfirm.com.
Excellent. Well, I definitely have enjoyed the conversation. It's been very helpful to me. I hope it's going to be very helpful to the people out there. And check us out next blog, and we'll have some more information for you. But until then, Tuta Nana, peace.
All right.